NPR listeners might remember hearing author Lan Kao a few years ago being interviewed by her daughter Harlan as part of a StoryCorps project. Lan came to the U.S. as a refugee from Vietnam in 1975. She was 13 years old and didn't speak English.
My parents told me that I'm just going on a short trip with Papa Fritz. He's sort of like a second dad for me. And he was going to take me to Connecticut to be with his family for maybe a few weeks.
But it wasn't just a few weeks. Lan's parents eventually joined her in the United States. She excelled at school, became a lawyer, and then a law professor and novelist. She and her husband, Bill Van Alstyne, had Harlan in 2002. He died in 2019. His death was only one of many challenges the pair faced. As a Vietnamese refugee, Lan had to deal with racism as well as memories of the Vietnam War and her own feelings of displacement. Harlan grew up in the shadow of her mother's trauma and became the subject of bullying in high school. The two tell their stories in the new book, Family in Six Tones. And Lan Kao joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Tanya.
And Harlan Van Kao also joins us. She's a student at UCLA. Welcome to you as well.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Lan, we heard just a bit of your story. What do you remember most about that time?
I remember coming here and being extremely shocked by the realization that I'm going to be here permanently. So even the smallest thing, like not seeing a tamarind tree outside my window, but a pine tree instead, because we moved to New England, was shocking to me. So the small things can sometimes be as jolting as something that seemingly is more momentous.
Harlan, you write, "When I was four, I began to see the demons that lived in her," referring to your mother, "PTSD demons, shadow selves." Your mother would have what you describe as fits, almost become another person. That must have been terrifying for you to witness as a child without the language or understanding of what she was going through.
Yes, and I mean, obviously it's a lot like pouring a bucket of ice onto my head and like just expecting me to kind of just like dry there by myself. But at least it's something that was always incorporated into my life. And the PTSD, I think I had a pretty good understanding from since I was like two or three, because my father would always tell me, and he would kind of tell me in almost like as if he was telling a fairy tale, because he didn't want it to be something that was scary for me. It's funny because even during the times when it seemed like I was in danger, I never felt unsafe. And I felt like I knew what to do somehow. I think it's important for people to hear about it. I mean, it doesn't even have to be trauma related to the war. And obviously PTSD manifests itself in many different forms. But just to kind of show it's okay to talk about, you know, there's such a stigma around mental health.
Yeah. Lan, you write with such detail, this inherent connection between you and your daughter, especially as a baby, how you could actually see the disposition of your daughter change based on your presence and attention to her. Were you aware of how much your pain was affecting your daughter?
Yes. In fact, I could tell, of course, I knew that this is not the conventional, quote unquote, normal part of mother-daughter relationships. So even though I was in therapy in college, I didn't continue really through, it was not an enduring, uninterrupted relationship with therapy. But when I had her and I realized that, oh, this could affect her, that there could be something intergenerational, I did go into therapy. And so I restarted when she was three, when I started noticing that she may be seeing things and that, you know, I need to understand how to deal with this, not just how I've been dealing with it, which is sort of in a self-focused way, but seeing how it could affect the child's development and attachment.
Mm-hmm. You know, this book was really a way of reconciling this, as well as all of the work that you've done on yourself. But as a mom, have you found a sense of maybe forgiving yourself for that time?
I find motherhood very, very much like an enigma. And that's because I just never know exactly what the recipe is or what the rules are. And even without this issue, I think that it's just something that the parent and the child has to figure out as they go along, because it's a fluid, moving relationship. So yes, I think forgiveness, even knowing when to let go, which I think is very hard for a mother, knowing when to let the child be, knowing when to be supportive, knowing when to forgive yourself, and also ask for forgiveness. So it's a very mysterious relationship. That's why it reminds me a lot of immigration. It's like going into a new country every day.
What a way to put it. You know, I mean, you illustrate this in the book, the parallels, the experiences, the school experiences that you all had, for instance. There were similarities, but also differences. Lon, you realized when you were 13 in the United States that and this was going to be your home, that you needed to really be a part of the culture. You learned English, you excelled in school. But how challenging was that realization that this is the path that you needed to take?
It was literally like a shock when I saw Vietnam fell on TV. And I then decided I have to learn English. It has to be a normal part of my life. And I have to, quote, assimilate. But I also realized when I got into college that up until then, all of my assimilation was sort of towards the mainstream Americanness, which is the whiteness of America.
Harlan, when you hear your mother talk in this way, as someone who I guess would be considered a first gen American, born and raised here, what comes to mind for you when you think about this idea of assimilation?
Honestly, because the only real role model I have for that is my mother, I honestly think of the word success, and I know that might not be right, but she's so like high functioning, and it's very complicated because when I see those shadow selves, right, she's very small to me and like helpless and full of pain. But then on the other hand, I see her writing 4 articles at once, publishing stuff all the time, teaching and blending in and being, you know, like celebrated by people at work. And so I never really saw the struggling part, and I can't relate to it. So all I can go off of is what she's told me, the stories.
What was it like to write this book? I'll start with you, Lon.
Well, the writing was difficult because I think all collaboration can be very difficult. People have their own opinions. And collaborating with your own child, who is in her teenage years, when I think it's normal to be defiant and questioning and trying to pull away from the parent, and then acting as each other's editor. We had one instance where I wrote and then she would write, and then we would look at each other's work, and it became too explosive. You know, it's like Rashomon, that we disagree with each other's perspective. And so there was so much fighting that we stopped doing that, and we basically wrote in separate rooms. And we didn't really respond to each other as a strategy. We just wrote what we wanted to write. And then towards the end, our editors would suggest, I think you need to at least touch on what Harlan said in this chapter. And even if it's not a direct response, address it somehow, even if obliquely. So that's what we did.
Harlan, how has this changed you?
Well, first of all, writing it was a very big privilege. But at the same time, you know, since I was a baby and I wanted to do something with books or movies and writing, you know, when you're a kid, you have this dream and an idea of what it is. And I love my mom so much, but to do like my first project with her, that leading to so many fights, my 15-year-old, 16-year-old self started to really resent the writing process. And that was a big challenge too, is thinking to myself, you know, I know that I'm writing this in the most up and down period of my life. And as I'm writing it, there's stuff going on externally in my life with like relationships or friendships, or even things in the family that we don't write about. And I didn't want what I write to be totally influenced by how emotional I was. And writing about each other was therapeutic for me. I think I knew most of the stuff that my mom wrote about herself, but she told me about a month ago that she discovered my problems and the magnitude of them through the writing. And through the writing process, fighting about the book definitely was difficult, but at least we were fighting with a purpose, you know, because 15, 16, 17, you're going to fight with your mom anyway. And at least for me, I had like this final thing to produce and say, well, at least we have this. And I am very happy about how it turned out. And I think my growth as a teenager, turning into a young woman, I hate that term, but that's what it is. At least it's shown. And I like that.
Lauren Cao and her daughter, Harlan Van Cao, are authors of the new book, Family in Six Tones. Thank you all so much for laying yourselves and your relationship bare for the benefit of us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To read an excerpt of the book, go to hereandnow.org.